Yeah, you have to really, really want it so bad. You have to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And you have to be obsessed with it. And then I think you can get to the top. You know, a lot of people can dilly-dally around and make a couple of bucks. But if you want to be at the top, you have to be obsessed with it. You have to be passionate about it. And you have to have a real reason, a real why for why you want to be successful.
Hey guys, JB here, the wolf in the wolf's den with an amazing podcast for you today. I got someone who's a true expert at what they do. You know, there's so many people in the world of internet marketing. It's almost like internet. It's like almost a joke at this point, right? There's so many people, charlatans and fakes, social media, Facebook advertising. But there are some. There's a very small group of the elite people here, the guys that really blaze the trail, the ones that really help other people master this, that also make tens of millions, not hundreds of millions themselves, huge players, the kind that actually end up going to Facebook, getting invited to these companies, that's how high up they are, right? So I have one of them here right now who is just unbelievable. We got Adrian Morrison. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, doing good. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So you are a true expert in a world full of people who pretend to be experts that really aren't. How did you become such a... Explain to me, because you are. I'm going to... Guys, just promise you this. Just take this from me. He's the top of the heap of Facebook advertising, webinars, all right? No one does the volume or helps people like you do. So explain to me, how'd you learn this, bottom line? How did it start?
Well, it all started, honestly, because I couldn't get into law school and I had to figure out a way to make money.
Okay.
I took the...
Necessity, right?
Yeah, I took the LSAT three times in college. My dream was to be an attorney and go to law school, and I couldn't get in. And I had to figure out a way to make money. I was making $5.15 an hour working at a car wash. And I played video games like nonstop. And I figured out a way to make money online by placing ads on Facebook and Google. And I was like, well, why not just make this my new video game, right? Just start focusing on this and see how much money I can make instead of wasting time playing Call of Duty. And I mean, it just blew up. I started marketing things like Netflix, and I started earning about $20,000-$30,000 a month marketing Netflix free trials. And from there, it went into e-commerce. Yeah.
Wait, you were marketing for Netflix? I never heard that before.
Yes. So they have an affiliate program, right? And they would pay people to send them customers, send them leads through internet marketing. And what I would do is I would place ads online. And when people would click that ad and they would sign up for a free trial for Netflix, I would make, I think it was about $30 every time someone just signed up for a free trial, no matter if they actually turned into a subscription or not. It was wild. Yeah.
How long did that last for?
I think it lasted for a good 2 years. The funny
thing... everyone was on Netflix. It was no one left.
Yeah. I mean, everybody got Netflix, and obviously it started to saturate down, and I've discovered other avenues that I could scale much bigger and much further.
Sure. So was that your first big success, was Netflix?
That was the first big success.
Mm-hmm. And what year was that?
That was in 2008.
Mm-hmm. Why is it, though, there's so many people out there that do what you do, but why is it that you do it so much better, though? Like, I'm dead honest, I'm not being facetious. Why is it that you literally are like 10 times better at this stuff than anybody else I've met? Like, why, you're like really the top. How did that happen? It can't just, there's something, there must have been something. Who taught you this? Because you said you weren't, you said by your own admission, I wasn't a genius. I couldn't get into law school. It's like you are, like, you know, Bill Gates and you're, you know, one zillion IQ. And how did you do this? I don't get it. What's the secret?
First off, I realized I didn't have any other option, right? And I just became obsessed with it. I mean, I lived and breathed it. I didn't go to bed till 5-6 o'clock in the morning. I got no sleep. And I just said, I'm going to figure this out. And I practiced at it relentlessly until I hit it big, because it's not like I just got online and put one ad on Google or Facebook and made all this money. You know, it took me about 2 or 3 months to really figure it out. But the thing is once I got a taste of making $30 in 5 seconds, which would take me many, many many hours of washing cars on the highway in Mississippi.
Sweating your own brow, basically.
I was like, okay, yeah, this is my life right now until I can make millions of dollars.
Got it.
And that's what I did. I quit going to parties. I quit caring about what my friends thought. And a lot of my friends in the beginning thought it was all a scam and they thought it was all BS. I tried to convince them to get started.
Sure.
And I just got rid of all the negativity and just focused on this.
All right. So now this is starting to make sense, right? So number one, would it be fair to say that, yes, you wanted to be a lawyer, that you want to take the LSAT? Did you put the same effort into that as you did into this?
I wouldn't say that I did. Yeah.
So did you get upset? Because it sounds like you said, like, I am simply not going to allow myself not to succeed here. I'll do whatever, you know, whatever it takes mentality. You would want to stay up all night long. I don't know about you. I never took the LSAT, you know. I was a really good student, but, you know, I wasn't the type that would commit to staying up all night long to study to pass a test. Here, something clicked in you. You saw your future in front of your eyes, this a massive opportunity. You said, you know what? I'm going to perfect it. So you made a decision and you got so obsessed that you'd never done that with something before to that level. Was that really what happened?
Yeah, that was it. And I think the reason is because of instant gratification. You know, with school, I was waking up, I was taking a bunch of classes that I didn't need. One of my classes was racquetball. So I had to go spend an hour and a half playing racquetball, you know?
Right.
And I like racquetball and everything, but racquetball is not going to make me any money.
Sure.
Right. And I figured, I can try to go to law school. I can get into hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt and then maybe make six figures a year in the future. Or right now, right here, I can place ads online and I can start making millions of dollars every year from my home. And for me, that was everything. That's like the dream.
All right, a quick word from our sponsor here, BetterHelp.com. Guys, listen, no laughing matter here. It's tough being a human being sometimes. Depression, anxiety, anger management, right? Family conflicts, relationship issues, sleeping, trauma, stress. This is a company that has the answer for you, at least will help you through these times by hooking you up with the right psychologist. These are licensed psychologists who can help you through these times, help you feel better about yourself. And rather than having to get in your car and drive somewhere, you can do this through text, over the phone. They make it easy. They do it at one fraction of the price that a normal therapist would charge. If you don't like your therapist, they'll give you a new therapist. You get it? They have every angle covered. So why not at least give it a shot for one session? Seriously, you'll feel so much better. I don't care what's going on in your life. It just helps to talk to a trained professional that you know you have confidentiality with, that you can trust, that's been trained to help you. Help you live a better life, basically. So here's the details here, okay? It truly is affordable. You get additional 10% off your first month, okay, with the discount code WOLF. So go to betterhelp.com/WOLF. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help them find the right psychologist that really will address your needs. That's it. BetterHelp.com. It's that simple. /WOLF. Get your discount. All right. Here's a word from our sponsor very quickly here. I love this company. Vincero Watches helps pay the bills for me, right? We got to do that. Vincero Watches. This is literally a watch that feels, looks, and makes you feel like $1 million. The right watch makes you feel like a better man. This watch is sexy. It's perfect on your wrist. Feels good. Gorgeous to look at, right? This watch, you'd think it would be what? 5, 10, 20 grand? You know how much? It's a couple hundred dollars. It's ridiculous. Vincero Watches has basically cracked the code for creating these incredibly well-built, beautifully designed men watches that reek of wealth and success, but don't break the bank. Now, because you're on this podcast, you're getting an additional discount on top of just how ridiculously inexpensive. This is an investment in feeling great for yourself. It's only a few hundred dollars at most. And you get 15% off for being on this podcast. Go right now to VinceroWatches.com. There's all different types of styles. I promise you'll find one that you'll love. Try at least one. You will not be sorry. VinceroWatches.com. The promo code you enter is WOLF to get 15% off. Do that right now. So did you say to yourself, was the narrative in your own head like, listen, if I do whatever it takes now for the next 3 months, 6 months to crack the code here. My life is going to be unbelievable. You drew the line in your own mind, right? Mm-hmm. And was that, so that was the beginning. That was the inspiration that created essentially the power, the personal power. You need to just do whatever it takes, basically, right? You're a whatever it takes person.
Absolutely.
Got it. So that's the first step, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you think the people out there, whatever, you know, people are doing is all different walks of life, right? We're in different phases, ups, downs. But I would agree with that. So I'm thinking, is that what you're saying is that to really achieve, that's the sort of level of commitment it takes?
Yeah, you have to really, really want it so bad. You have to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And you have to be obsessed with it. And then I think you can get to the top. You know, a lot of people can dilly-dally around and make a couple of bucks. But if you want to be at the top, you have to be obsessed with it. You have to be passionate about it. And you have to have a real reason, a real why for why you want to be successful. I didn't start it because I wanted a bunch of Lamborghinis and nice houses and stuff like that. I started it because actually my brother started doing it a year before me.
Okay.
And I saw what he did for our family. I saw what he was doing for charities. And I was like, that's what I want to do.
So in other words, basically your brother, you looked at your brother started this before you, right? Mm-hmm. You looked at his success. You said, wow, his ability to give back and take care of the people he loves is like such a deeper level. Yeah, I want to make money myself, but if I could have money for myself and help those I love and give to, that was your why, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw Anthony, my brother, that's his name. I saw him giving, you know, kids Christmases and doing stuff for the Salvation Army. And it felt bad to go up there not having any money to donate, you know.
I am the brother with no money.
It's yeah. Not- I was like, man, you know, I need to like make some money so I could join in on this.
Okay.
And that was really like my big inspiration.
Fair enough.
And then I started doing it. I started helping other people learn how to do it too. And that became a new inspiration.
All right, let's slow down. So that's step one. I get that. Step two though, okay. You could have all the desire in the world, but what about the strategy? How did you learn the strategy? Did you start off? Did you take any courses? Did you have any roadmap? Or it was kind of early in the game of social media. Were you doing it through your own trial and error yourself? Or were there some shortcuts where you could study other people's stuff and say, that's kind of good, but I think I can improve on through trial and error? What was your roadmap to get to here? Did you use someone else's stuff at the beginning or no, all your own?
I'm not going to lie. I had someone that was already making $1 million a year across the hall from me at my parents' house. You know, so what I did is I leveraged that. Now, my brother didn't exactly take me seriously at first and really just say, hey, here's exactly how you do everything. He gave me like a 15-page ebook and said, read this. And I read it and I went and I placed my first ad online and I failed. I lost a couple $100s. And I was thinking, geez, it takes me like a couple of weeks washing cars and I just lost all this money. But I'm going to figure it out. A lot of people at that point
would just say, screw it, it doesn't work.
Yeah, this doesn't work. It's not for me. And honestly, I started doing completely different stuff than he does.
What was the mistake that you made with that?
The mistake that I made was I pressed the wrong button. It's as simple as that. You can set a daily budget on your ads, advertising on Facebook and on Google.
Hit the accelerate button?
Yeah.
I did that. That's that button that destroyed
you. And it just blew my budget, spent more.
We'll hit that button once to learn our lesson.
Yeah. And it felt bad. But
my son hit that button.
I went back and, you know, I did it more and more and more every day until I cracked the code. I remember when I made my first commission, I was on a family vacation and I was snow skiing with my wife's family. And I saw this $30 commission come in and I like didn't go skiing that day. I opened up my laptop. I was like, y'all go to the top of the mountain. I'm going to play some more ads.
Can we stop? So rule number one, don't hit the damn button. Right? What is that? The accelerate is like accelerate your budget button?
Yeah, it'll accelerate the spending. It'll spend it as fast as it can instead of,
I hit that button too. It was really annoying. That I think I lost like $3,000 and like it happened so fast that it blew through. I think it was $3,000 or $5,000 in like 15 minutes. It was like that. Yeah. I was like, what the heck? Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So you said your brother was a model in the beginning though, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you veered off in your own direction though, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So was that a direction that you blazed the trail on? Were you one of the first to really systemize it and get it right?
I believe so. Yeah. My brother was doing Google advertising, and I saw Facebook as this next big thing before Facebook was open to the world. It was only open to people in college back in 2007, 2008. And I think I can't say for sure, but I think I'm one of the first few that actually started buying advertising on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. Before they didn't have a platform, you could just go place an ad. It was a very manual process. And that's when I started. And I did blaze that trail on my own, which was a lot of trial and error. But I learned that you don't have to spend a lot of money to figure out how to make stuff work online. When you're advertising free trial stuff or cheap stuff, like I do in my e-commerce businesses, you can spend as little as $5 to $10 a day on an ad for a couple of days. And I can quickly identify if it's going to work and if it's going to be profitable. So you don't have to dump thousands of dollars into an ad to see if it's going to work. There is a start small, scale fast mentality that I have.
Got it. So this is something that took me a while to accept because I hate starting slowly, but you actually can get just really effective reads on your ads by spending, what's the lowest amount you think?
$5 a day.
Wow, it's less than I even thought. So I would thought it was like a few hundred a day, $5 a day?
Yeah, it depends on what you're selling. Like if you're trying to sell a $5,000 product, $5 a day is not going to work. But most people, and I've got tens of thousands of students across the planet, they're selling cheaper items, stuff that's $30, $40, $50. And the thing about Facebook is that it will tell you when your ad gets clicked, when somebody hits your website, when they add it to the shopping cart, and if they purchase.
Sure.
So these are metrics that allow you to quickly identify if people are engaging with your ad or ignoring your ad. If they're engaging with it, then you know that there's a chance you're going to get a sale.
Do you think that for any business owner, right, that is not using Facebook right now, you think they should be on Facebook and for sure spreading the message in some way?
100%. Because also Facebook owns Instagram. And Instagram is massive as well. And so you should definitely be running Facebook ads and Instagram ads. If you're not, you're just going to get left in the dust.
Got it. And what would you say? So for someone that's, there's two types of people. Those that are already doing it, want to sort of give them some info how to get better at it, and those that aren't doing it. Let's start with the people that aren't doing it right now. What would you say is the best way for them to start? Should they go hire someone, an agency, or could they go to someone like you and just buy a course and become, see, to me, just in my, before you answer, I would think before I hired an agency, I'd want to have basic proficiency myself, because or else you don't know what you don't know and you don't even know if they're good or bad. So, you know, I don't think the two are mutually exclusive, but would you recommend that someone buys a course and hires an agency, or is the course enough and do it yourself?
I would say it really depends on where your strengths are, but I believe that you should know how to do Facebook advertising. You should have a course. You should have a mentor. You should get trained. So when you hire an agency, you can call them out on their BS.
Right.
And that for me, at a certain point, I brought on some internal media buyers and I taught them and I worked with them. And then I had some other media buyers that were experts and they would come in. I'd be like, you're full of it. You don't even know what you're doing. If I can buy better ads than you,
right,
more profitably, why would I pay you to do it, right? And because I have that knowledge and experience, I have the power to call them on that and then get rid of them so I don't waste time and waste money. So I would definitely get a course, because the fact of the matter is, it truly is easy to learn how to do Facebook marketing. It is so simple because you're just clicking buttons and using common sense. Are you selling a nursing product? Let's say it's a little bracelet that says Proud Nurse. How do you get that in front of nurses' faces? You open up Facebook, hit create an ad, and then where it says, who do you want to show this ad to? You target people in the American Registered Nursing Association. It gives you like 3 million registered nurses. Now your ad's in front of their face. It's common sense stuff. People just don't know what it is they don't know.
Got it. Now, normally I don't do this because I make it a habit of just saying buy someone's product. But in your case, I feel comfortable saying, you guys, honestly, I don't think you have to look around, because your products are so great. They're so well researched. Your stuff is so well respected. It really is. Really, really is. Which of your products is for the beginner, just getting started? What's the best one of your products to buy?
I have a course. It's called Ecom Success Academy. And it's actually one of the only courses in the world to ever be certified and officially put on Shopify.com, this huge e-commerce platform, where they say, this is one of the top courses and we recommend this.
There's so much garbage out. That's the thing. So this is the real deal. So can we put that link up here just so people can make sure the link is up so people can click on it? Because guys, I'd strongly recommend, because I really believe that to just go out and try to hire an agency without knowing the stuff yourself is very dangerous. Absolutely. As you said, and also you might find you like this stuff too, because there's also the business opportunity aspect. There's a lot of people that you work with start off, maybe they want to just do it for their own business. They say, wait a second, this is so lucrative. I could actually make a living at actually helping other people. So you have a side of your business that does that as well, right?
Sure. Yeah.
How does that work?
So a lot of people come to us to learn how to start their own business doing Facebook, e-commerce, whatever it may be. But then there's people that have the knowledge and they want to be able to spread that knowledge and teach other people and get paid how to do that as well. So we do teach people how to create courses. We do teach people how to effectively train other people to get results.
Right.
And they can create an entire info business out of that. So they come to us and we have the infrastructure, the platforms, because I do have one of the top courses for, you know, my niche and my space in the world. And so we understand how to put it together, how to deliver it to people, and how to keep people engaged. Because a problem with courses or even books is people buy stuff and they're excited about it and then they get it and they don't take action and they don't use it, right? They just spend money and then they put it in their closet or whatever,
right?
Leave it in their email.
Most
and never
people,
use it.
By the way.
Right. We've devised a way to get people to actually take action and use the stuff that they use. Every week I do a free webinar for all of my students, completely free. It's not a sales pitch. Nobody else in the world does it other than myself and my brother. And we get them on webinars. And every week I say, hey, here's what I'm doing in my business. Here's the types of products that I'm selling with drop shipping, or here's how I'm selling our courses online. And you just go duplicate this and stay up to date and stay educated, because courses can get dated very quickly. We want our students to be able to stay up to date with stuff that's working right now, not stuff working 2 years ago.
Get it.
And people absolutely love it and they use it.
What do you think? Give me an example of something that, like, for drop shipping, you would say is just like a no-brainer for someone to make money with.
I generally say go with very, very broad niches that appeal to most everybody. A lot of people, they say, oh, I am passionate about microphones and I love, like, testing microphones, so I'm going to sell microphones. Well, the world doesn't care about microphones. There's a small subset that does. Right. So what I
maybe
did
some
is,
earbuds they might like more than microphones.
Yeah, earbuds. I went with pets because I know that tons of people love cats. They love
to spend
dogs,
money on them.
Right?
Sometimes they'll spend more on their pets than they will on themselves.
Absolutely. I do it myself. So an interesting thing is I started advertising a little product from AliExpress, which is a website where you can go to and get millions and millions of products drop shipped anywhere in the world without ever seeing them, touching them, or shipping them yourself. The vendors ship them directly to your customers. And I found a little dog collar. It's a LED glow dog collar.
Okay.
And it basically keeps your dog safe at night. You can see them in the dark, whatever. And I put it on my store.
Like mind a reflector you, on a bicycle.
Right.
Wheel. Right. Got it.
Mind you, I never saw it, never touched it, never shipped it. I just put it on my store. I get paid when a customer buys it. The vendor ships it to the customer. So I have no money up front in this product, no inventory. We sold, I think, $700,000 worth of those products at about $11. Our cost, I think, was around $3. And I built this massive list of dog lovers. So now I'm selling them yoga pants, pillow covers, all with pictures of dogs on them. It's crazy. But it just is an evergreen niche that everybody loves. Another one is the tactical niche. We sell little LED flashlights. We sell funny iPhone cases with wine glasses on the back of them. Just weird trinkets, as we call them.
But with huge mass appeal, like sort of a lot. The idea is that, I guess, when you from the Facebook ad side, you want to be able to plug in who's the interest group, and it's not 50,000 people.
Right.
It's a very lot. What would you say is, when you do that, what's the minimum sized audience you want to be advertising to?
I would say minimum to start 200,000-300,000 people. That's a very targeted group. That's going to really help you quickly identify if your ad is working, because you're getting like the most targeted, like people that say, I love my pit bull.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
But you really, to scale and to have something sustainable and scalable, you want to be marketing to a minimum of 2 to 3 million people.
So you could test with a smaller group just to really get that really sort of granular intelligence. And then once you have that, then the idea is to make sure that the scaling part is within the millions, right?
Correct.
So would you check that? I guess then you'd want to check that first. So let's say you want to make sure, you want to make sure that you can scale, because I guess the most frustrating thing is, oh, wow, what a great result. And then you say, oops, I forgot to check if there's actually enough people to actually scale this, right?
For sure.
So you want to actually play the movie out the whole way through, right?
100%. I mean, I've been able to scale a couple of products to up to $40,000 in a day with all drop shipping. And it's because I choose niches that are very broad. Grandparents, children, pets, veterans, people that love, you know, wine, which is just a massive, massive niche. And it allows me to sell a lot of different things, and it allows me to scale. And it's an evergreen niche. Every day somebody gets a new pet. Every day a new child is born and somebody becomes a mom, dad, or a grandparent. So it never gets saturated.
If you were just starting today, let's say you had no list, you had no products to sell, you had no courses to offer, but you had all the knowledge, what would be the first thing you'd do today? What would you sell first? What would you focus on first? What would be your comeback? If you stripped it all away, but the knowledge was there, what would the path look like for you?
The exact same way I started. I would go and I would find a product that I don't have to invest any money in, because maybe I don't have any money to invest in inventory.
Where would you find that?
I would find that at AliExpress.com, which is one of the most well-known sites in the world for drop shipping. And I would place it on my Shopify store, which you can get a 14-day free trial to. And literally, the website is essentially built for you. You just drag and drop a product on there, and now you can sell it.
Then you just got to drive traffic to that
store.
Okay.
Or that sales page with a little $5 a day Facebook ad. And that is how I call
people to do it. And you could do that from scratch right now, and you still teach that, and it just works.
Right now, in less than 24 hours, I can have a product for sale on a store with no inventory. I can have traffic coming to it, and I could be generating sales within 24 hours. I tested it a couple weeks ago. We got it up in the first 24 hours, I think, to like $80 our first day. And I didn't even try. It was just to see if we could do it.
And if we took all your money away and did this, what would you make? What would your income look like on month three? So just that third month, how much would you make in the third month?
Well, you got to...
Not exactly, but I mean, ballpark. Right. What are you looking at? What would you make in the third month?
I think, well, I'll just go back to my beginning metrics. Our first month, I had money and I did $60,000 in our first month.
Gross.
That's gross.
Okay.
And that was at, I think, about like
50% margins or 60?
I would say more like a 30 to 40% margin that
first
month. So
15 to 20,000 profit, right? How about month three?
I would say that month three, we should definitely be over six figures. I would say anywhere from like the 100,000 to 150,000 range.
Gross. So netting about $60,000.
Yeah. And as you scale, sometimes your net profit obviously is going to go down. So I'd be happy with like 25% profit margin.
So here's the question to everybody. If you're in a situation right now where you're not liking what you do and you feel like you're on that treadmill, like the gerbil, right? Why wouldn't you do this? Why not give it a shot? How much does the course cost?
My course is $2,495.
And there's probably a payment plan for it?
Yeah, there's a payment plan that's 997, three times.
Right,
yeah.
It's like for $1,000. So basically for a couple $1,000s, you'd be up and running and making money your first month. But I guess the idea is, though, you have to have the whatever it takes attitude to really learn the things that you're teaching, to dedicate. You might not get it right the first time, but of course, anyone can. I think when you say that, you're so confident because you know that you're just simply not going to give up till you find the right product, you have the right test, right? So it could happen, I guess, quickly, maybe a bit more slowly, but eventually it always happens if you don't give up, right? Is that fair to say?
That's what I'm seeing is people generate sales. I mean, like I said, I have people that were dead broke that got started with zero knowledge that within the first week at least generate their first sale. And my whole thing isn't about, oh, make millions of dollars and go quit your job. It's just learn how to make more money than you're making right now.
How about a second source of income?
Yeah. And then scale from there. And so we've had people go from their first 10 bucks to one of our students that followed my webinars has now launched a business doing 20 million or so a year. And then people that are making six figures a year.
Got it.
People that never thought that they would ever be doing e-commerce, right? From all age groups, from all over the world.
And either way, it's just a great skill to have no matter what business you're in, right? Just to understand the whole methodology behind it. When you speak to people, you could speak in a more educated way, right?
Marketing is marketing. So if you learn, like let's say people go through my e-com course. I do teach how to set up a Shopify store, but there's a Facebook section that has like 60 or 70 modules that focus just on Facebook marketing. Then that focus just on email marketing, then just on how to hire a virtual assistant, right? To run everything for you, and then how to sell the business. So marketing is marketing. If you go through the course, you're not just learning how to market e-com stuff. You're learning how to market your own brand, your own business, your own brick and mortar store. Yeah. So yeah, I definitely would recommend it 100%.
In terms of the mindset for success, right? And we spoke about whatever it takes mentality, right? It's huge. What about, people's limiting beliefs, their relationship with money? Do you go through that stuff when you mentor people? How much do you focus on, what your beliefs are about success and money? Do you think that's important? And do you discuss it in your courses?
I do. I discuss it on my webinars and my course. Having your reason why you want to make money in the first place is if it's for the right reason, it's probably more likely to happen. We had one of our students, Alex Steele, his little daughter had cancer. I think she was about 3 years old or something like that. And he started because he wanted a way to get out of his engineering job, which was all day long, and make money from home. And his first month, I think he made a couple thousand dollars. Now he's one of the top Facebook marketers in Canada, doing six figures a year full time. He's left his job. He has five children. He came home to a sign that says, "Welcome home forever, Dad." And I use that story to inspire other people because he had a real reason, the right reason for wanting the money. Just like I did in the beginning. And a lot of people that don't think that they're capable of success are very capable of success. I was the least likely to succeed in school. Straight F's, super ADD. I still can barely count past 100. I have to pay somebody to count for me. I'm not really all that smart. I'm just determined.
By the way, not to cut you off, that's the interesting thing here is I think one thing that you've really, I think, been very honest about. You said, listen, I was like an average guy. I didn't have any of these inborn crazy talents. But once you made that shift, it was like something clicked in you, right? And like you finally said, you know what? I'm going to fully apply myself. And that was it. It was like that once you made a decision. And I think almost everybody has enough intellect that if you really, really apply yourself, and you have a model. You were fortunate your brother started it, right? Then I know you guys grew it. In fact, your brother's going to come on a different podcast as well. He's got a different aspect of the business. He's awesome as well, right? But I think that it was this idea. You had a beginning model, which you now provide to people with your own course, which is great, which again is, I would never recommend the course, but this one I know is awesome. So I'm comfortable saying, it is. It just is, flat out, right? It's the best investment you'd ever make, along with the straight line system. Now, I have to promote my own course, right? Yeah, right? No, and mine's great too, but we would do some stuff together, right? But anyway, the point is that, but after that, that was a starting point for you, but then you just became like this obsessive machine of just, you had to be the best, and you wanted to be the best, and you had the right reasons. Is that the pathway for the average person watching right now? What do you think helps them find the spark? How do they find that spark that you found? Is there any secret for that?
I think that they will find that spark when they make their first dollar. Someone that has never earned a dollar online, when they see that first dollar come in, it just clicks. And from there, you start to see all of the possibilities. And it's only natural to become obsessed with it after that. because the average person is struggling. The average person is living paycheck to paycheck. And so I think the average person that gets into this and sees that there is another way, a better way, a simpler way that provides both time freedom and financial freedom, they're going to become very passionate about it, like me.
Now, did you do any infomercials or something? Was it your brother? What was the story with that? Did you guys ever do TV stuff as
well? We did. Anthony did an infomercial before me. And then it was on totally different stuff. It was very successful. And then he's like, Adrian, you should write a book on social media since you're so good at it. You're one of the best. And let's put it on TV. And I was really nervous because it happened in one day. And the next day I was on stage with Forbes Riley. She's very well known.
I know Forbes. So yeah. We were supposed to be on stage. She's very sweet. She sent me a DM the other day because we were supposed to be on a stage together in Vegas, and they moved the event to for 6 months forward. So yeah, I haven't met her, but she actually DM'd me.
She's awesome. She interviewed
me. She seems like a really nice person.
And we sold our book, Social Media Profits, and it was a very successful infomercial. I think it ran for 2.5 to 3 years. And that's really what I guess got me a big following too, where I was able to reach more people and teach them further past the book. Because people would say the book is great, but how can I learn more from you? And that's really what blossomed up my whole digital publishing career.
One interesting thing about you and your brother is that I've had a lot, when I didn't know you guys, then all of a sudden, in 1 week, it was like, you were just everywhere. Like, you know, that happens sometimes, like, you don't know someone, all of a sudden, right?
Sure.
But the one common thread about you guys is that you, like, just have this reputation of just being incredibly ethical. There just still really is. It's like, this really, it always, in every, those guys, like, they're just really, what do you think that's about? Is it a conscious thing? Was it like you said from the beginning, like, you know what, no matter what we do, there's so much shit out there that we're going to be different? Did you say we're going to move more slowly, more deliberately? What, why is that? Besides, there's two things come up, there's massive success and ethics always come up with you guys. Why is that, you think?
A couple of reasons. I had a phenomenal upbringing. You know, my parents always taught me that character is the most important thing in the world, because at the end of the day, when you take somebody's money, their cars, their clothes, and all that stuff, all they have is their word, right? And if you break that, it's really hard to come back, right? So my dad taught me from a young age that character was the most important thing in the world, and that really resonated and stuck with me. And the second thing is that I saw other people doing it the wrong way, and they would get in trouble, right? And they were here today and they were gone tomorrow. I wanted to make sure that this was a lifelong career, and also that I was truly helping people, not just trying to get somebody to buy my course because I got a Lambo or whatever it is. And the coolest thing to me is logging into Facebook and going to our Facebook group every day and seeing people post that their lives are being changed, right? It's
the best.
Yeah, I can't explain it. Until you see it happen like you have and like I have,
it's amazing.
It's hard to explain. And you know what keeps us here is the fact, and what gets us in the right rooms with the right people, right, is exactly what you said. People know that we're very successful, but that we do things the right way. And that 100%, I would rather make no money than any money at all than compromise my ethics.
Didn't you, one of the things I love about your story, didn't you have something where you helped your family, like your father? Didn't something happen where you noticed, like, I think, was it maybe you or your brother made money and it was like, it really impacted your family in some way?
Yeah, that was Anthony. My dad, and he'll probably tell you a lot more of the story when he comes on your podcast, but my dad lost all of his money in the WorldCom stock bust right after he retired.
Bernie, my brother, yes, I know Bernie.
My brother was in med school or going to med school, and he had to figure something out. And that's how he got started.
Got it.
And then that's how I got started, right? And then after seeing him help our family and help me, he put me through college. I don't know why I didn't get out with anything but a history degree that does nothing. But I helped one of my friends who was having his house foreclosed on and was my roommate, and his family was going through a tough time. I actually showed him my Netflix campaign, and he started making 10, 15 grand a month with that. And that really impacted his life, like my brother was able to impact my life and the rest of my family's life. And which leads back to finding a mentor that emulates the type of person that you want to be as well. And that will also keep you on the right path for a longer period of time.
What's the biggest mistake that you've ever made in this whole journey? Was there any one that stood out? You're like, oh, boy, I could have, you know, kind of screwed the pooch on that one. Has there been any moment like that?
Probably been a couple. Yeah. There's been a couple.
One that you think was just really like one, just sort of like, wow. And of course you learned from that, I'm sure. But what was that big mistake in the context of that maybe other people can avoid that type of mistake? So that would be the context of the question.
Ego, not taking other people's advice, right? Everybody likes to think that their idea is the best idea, but it's not unless you have data to back it up. And a lot of people were telling me to jump on Facebook and Instagram a lot sooner than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed a really big wave with Instagram, especially because I was so focused on Facebook, right? And there are all of these new platforms that come out, all of these new ways to scale and grow your business. And you have to be open to other people's advice. Even if you are one of the best, there's still going to be other people that are better than you and many, many other things.
Mm-hmm.
Another mistake is just simply not believing in myself. I mean, still to this day, I always talk about, you know, how slow I was in school, how I was in special classes in the fourth grade and all that stuff. And that stuff still resonates, you know, and I still have to pick myself up and push myself to go do some of the things that maybe I don't believe I can do, and challenge myself to overcome that. And I think a lot of people's biggest problem is that they don't believe in themselves enough to give it a shot. And they're afraid of the failure and what comes after that.
So I have another question for you on what you think the most common mistake that others make. But before we get there, we're going to now switch to the audio portion of this podcast. All right. So the next 10 minutes, we're going to be on audio. Guys, thanks for watching this. It's not over yet. We're going to go right to audio now. You can watch it on Spotify, on iTunes, anywhere else. So we're going to keep talking, share this with your friends. Wow, this is just jam-packed with amazing information and also inspiration. So let's keep going now. What's the most common mistake that you see out there, the biggest pitfall? Not yours, now just the average. What do you think they are, really? You know, top one or two.
For Facebook marketing or just in general?
You know, not just Facebook marketing. People that are trying to break into that world. Not just the world of whether it's Facebook, Instagram.
Well, then this is easy.
Yeah.
This is very easy. People try to get free information and you get what you pay for. So if you want to start a business and you don't know anything about it and you think going to YouTube and Google is going to give you all of the information that you need to get all the tools that you need to really become successful, you're out of your dang mind. You're not. Because a lot of people put out a lot of information that isn't legit or that's dated. Or they don't even practice what they're teaching, right? Sure. And a lot of people defer and say, I would rather go get this free information than invest in something that I know that's tried, tested, proven, and endorsed. And that's one of the major pitfalls for a lot of people.
I agree 1,000%. Now, in this, for my stuff, I put a lot of great stuff out there, and it's good on its own standalone, but it's very different when you buy my organized course,
sure,
which I spent a year developing and put $1 million into and made sure it was so, of course, right. So what you're saying is, Anthony, I know you have a lot of free stuff out there, sure, but it's very different that when you spoon feed it to someone as a business model. Organize, and also with that comes the support every single week. And I think that's the big key too. So when you invest your money in your part with a legitimate program like yours or mine, where there's support on top of that, it's not like you just learn something out of sight, out of mind. You're in everyone's ear every single week answering questions. You're also part of a community where you're hearing success stories. Is that basically the story?
Yeah, for sure. Because look, you can watch a YouTube video and maybe you don't even understand everything that's in the YouTube video. Well, who are you going to ask to clarify things for you, right? Or what other examples can you look at to see if they align? So I totally agree with you. Like your program, my program, so many others, they're laid out in a methodical way to spoon feed it to you step by step by step so that
with
we ensure you do get it.
With support ongoing.
With
right?
support, for
which
sure.
I think is so important. You know, my thing, I started doing these daily motivations. I said, you know, especially because it's sales. Salesmen are so up and down. They're only as good as the last, you know, outcome of the call. You want to have to keep building them up, right? Mm-hmm. So that's one thing for sure. What's another thing that you see for people. Like, we were just at this event together. You were another one. So this unbelievable event. I was a teacher. You were a teacher, right? At this big event. A lot of success, right? You see all these young kids, and a lot of them are really successful. Some are probably exaggerating a little bit, but doesn't really matter. They're all on the way up, right? What do you do? What do you think the secret is to avoid being one of those flashes in the pan? How do you stay on that sort of the long-term road to sustainable success? Besides, I mean, obviously, of course, you got to give value, ethics. But I mean, is it about continued education, staying up on the latest stuff? What do you think is the secret to just, is it about constantly reinventing yourself? What do you think?
I think it's continued education for sure. And then practicing, you know, what you teach, right? And truly being a master of it. Continued education is our entire model. It keeps people motivated because they need weekly motivation,
right,
and they need weekly ongoing education. And it also provides that support group that we were just talking about. And that's what really, I think, keeps us on track. I mean, if I had have sold my course, a lot of people would have bought it in the hype of Shopify, right? But the reason people keep buying it, the reason that people are seeing me on Shopify, the reason that Shopify flew me to their headquarters and asked me to produce a course for all 800,000 plus of their merchants, which they distributed to them, is because they could see the results that my students were getting, not just me. And 100,000% of that is the continued education that I keep providing.
Got it. Brilliant. All right, guys, what can I say? Quality individual human being with a great business model. Check it out. Seriously, please put the link up again now. You guys can at least Google and find out more about this, but I strongly recommend it. I endorse it. I really do. Adrian, you're awesome. Thank you very much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Guys, The Wolf signing off from The Wolf's Den. Share this with everyone you know. Take care.